Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, besagt es ab, es Perik Bey, es Mishnah Aleph. Rebbe Eimer. Rebbe means Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And like we mentioned earlier, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who took over after Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel, he's the one that was Mesadr the Mishnayis. The Gemara tells us Rabbeinu HaKadosh, even after he was Nifter, came down to make Kiddush for his wife Friday night, until once his wife said to a neighbor, "Not now, my husband's making Kiddush." "Your husband? But didn't he pass away already?" And afterwards, Rabbeinu HaKadosh told her, "Uh-oh, people know about it, and he can't come anymore." The Gemara also says in Masechtas Bava Metzia that Eliyahu HaNavi used to come to Rabbeinu HaKadosh Hashir. So, Rebbe Eimer, Ezoihu Derech Yeshara, what is the proper Derech? Sheyavar Lai Ha'adam, that a person should pick for himself. Zakt Dehe Lega Mishnah. Here's the rule. Kol Shei Teferes Le'oiseha. It's nice. It's beautiful. It's a benefit to the person who does it. V'teferes Le'min Ha'adam. And it also earns him praise from others. The Batanura says this means that he acts normal. What's normal? Normal means in between two extremes. Let's say someone's very stingy, doesn't spend on anything. That may be Tferis Loi. Good for him. At least he thinks so. But no one's going to like him for this. Let's say he's the kind of person who just gives everything away. Yeah, sure, empty out my wallet. Yeah, no problem. The people that are getting the money are very happy with him. That's not very good for him. At the end, he's going to be impoverished. So Midas HaNedivus, the right way is the middle road. Someplace in between being stingy and just emptying out your pockets. That's Teferis Loisea. He's guarding his money, doesn't give out more than what's reasonable, and it's Teferis Loi Min HaAdam. People say he's a pleasure to work with. Zakt de Mishnah Vaitev, have a Zoriya b'mitzvah kala. Be careful with even a mitzvah kala, what appears like an easy mitzvah, kibbeh b'chamura, as if it was the most strict mitzvah. She'ein ati yedeya matan tzcharan shel mitzvahs. You don't know the schar for different mitzvahs. When it comes to the loisases, the Torah tells us what the einish is. For this there's a chi of malchus. For this there's a chi of karas. For this there's a chi of misas bezin. We know. And within the context of misas bezin, there's skila, sreifa, herek, chenek. One is more strict than the other. So we have an idea which averas are more chamer than other averas. When it comes to mitzvahs asei, we don't know what the schar is for doing it or what the einish is for not doing it. So what the world may consider an easy mitzvah, a mitzvah kala, may not be a mitzvah kala at all. She'einat yedeya matan scharen shel mitzvahs. You don't know the reward given for different mitzvahs. So you're going to pick one mitzvah over the other? How do you know which is more important? V'yev mechashev hefsid mitzvah keneged schara. Make a cheshm, calculate. Let's say it cost you money to do a mitzvah. What are you getting for that? Think about the schar of that mitzvah, both bi'olam hazeh and bi'olam haba. It's far more than the hefsid. Imagine a businessman. Okay, we have a brand new store, new shelves. Okay, what are you selling here? Towels. Okay, so we're going to buy towels. I should spend money on towels? No, I just started the business. You ready to spend money to buy towels? Well, you're going to sell the towels and make money. Only a fool will say, "I don't want to spend any money. I just started a brand new business. I don't have any money yet to spend." Well, you may as well close the doors. What's your business for? Make a cheshbon. Uschar aveda keneged hefseida. Oh, you have enough from the aver, but what's the price you're going to pay for it? V'histakel, v'histakel means to stare hard, to really think things through. V'histakel b'shloisha dvarim. Look at these three things. Ve'iyata balidei averu, you won't come to an avera. Da mala mala mimcha, know what's above you. That's not one of the three things. That's the hagdama. You know what's above you? Ayin roya, that's the first thing. An eye that sees. Ve'oizen shaymas, and an ear that hears. Ve'chol masecho ba'sefer nichtavin, and all of your deeds are written in a sefer. Now, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't physically have eyes or ears. But the Rabbeinu Yonah explains this is just given to us as a mashal. We should understand. We should be able to apply this to our lives. If your Rebbe or your father or your mother is looking at you, you're going to act differently. Well, the Rabban Hashem is always looking at you. If your Rebbe, your father, your mother, your friends are listening, you're going to think twice what you're saying. The Rabban Hashem is always listening. If you know that what you do is going to be recorded, you may either do it better or not do it at all. Well, the Rabban Hashem is recording everything. The Hilchos Tzaddik of Shlomka of Seville, who lived in Yerushalayim, explained that a person of this world has a certain amount of hanah. It says, Tinik noilid v'kikar biyadi. A baby is born and the bread is in his hand. Just like your mother doesn't send you to school without a snack, she knows you have lunch. Kosh Baruch Hu sends us down here to this world with everything that we need. Now, the Rabban Hashem knows what we need. And in order for us to fulfill our mission on this world, there's a certain amount of pleasure we're going to have, a certain amount of things that may not be so comfortable. One thing is for certain, and this is decided every Rosh Hashanah. You won't have 1 ounce of more pleasure than was put into your bag. And for that matter, you won't have 1 ounce of more discomfort or pain or worry than it was decided you have to go through for your own benefit. That's that famous vart that Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says by Yosef HaTzadik when he was kidnapped and sold by his brothers and thrown into a pit with snakes. So it says, Hashem made a nest for him. The people that bought him were carrying nice-smelling things. That's what he needed? Hashem, I would say, Hashem, you want to make a nest for me? Take me home. The answer is, says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, everything is bashert, perfect. After 120 years, we're going to see how our lives are perfect. Yosef had to go through the kidnapping, he had to go through the terror of the snakes, he had to go through the terrible betrayal that his brothers sold him and the years that he was separated from his father. But it was not Bashet, he should smell something not good. So that didn't happen. Kadosh Baruch Hu is watching that the person doesn't suffer an ounce more than is necessary for him. Now, let's say it's hard for me to wake up for Shacharis. I force myself out of bed. Oh, it's so hard. But I do it anyway. You didn't lose. What do you mean? It was so hard for me. No, you don't understand, says the tzaddik. That suffering, whatever it's hard for you to get out of your bed, physical pain or emotional pain or lack of comfort, you would have had it anyway. And you would have had a flat tire someplace. You would have lost your homework. Something would have happened. There's an exact cheshbin. But this way, because you did it in the form of a mitzvah, you're going to be rewarded for it. Now, let's say a person eats something that he shouldn't have eaten. It doesn't have a good hashgacha. He looked at something he shouldn't look at, but he has hana. No, you didn't gain. That hana you would have had anyway through a dvar mitzvah or something that's not aser. But now you're going to have to pay the price for it because you did something wrong. And that's what the Mishnah means. Think before you do mitzvahs and before you do averas. Chaim Volozhiner explains, when we do a mitzvah, we create a reality, a real thing, a mitzvah malach, that defends us. He's like our lawyer. Pushes us to do more mitzvahs. That's schar mitzvah, which we'll learn about a little bit later, Bez Hashem. And when a person does an aveira, he creates an aveira malach, that pushes him to do more aveiras. And later, as our prosecutor, Rav Baruch Meshbish said, I used to say to my Yetzirah, if I listen to you, you're going to laugh at me. I'm embarrassed from you, Yetzirah. You're going to turn around and say, he listened to me. Ha ha, look at that. So when the Mishnah says, V'chol masecha b'sefer nechtavin, think about this. It's not like they take out an old book. Let's see what it says over here. Maybe there's a missing page. Maybe they missed one of there. They didn't write it down. No, it's all there. The malachim are all there. We create them. We see our aveiros and our mitzvahs. And of course, when we do tshuva, Zaver malachim turn into mitzvah malachim if we do tshuva, be ahava.